is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. Already some really great responses coming in. What have you fished out of a toilet? Maybe you dropped something in there and you made the split-second decision. I got to go after it. This one, not so much going after it. I once dropped a Pop-Tart in the toilet and it quickly became a poop-tart. I did not go for it, though.
You can't go for that.
Why did you bring a Pop-Tart into the bathroom to begin with?
Bringing food in general into the bathroom is gross. Yeah, like, don't do that.
No, there's a barrier at the door that it should not cross.
My pager, twice. Two different ones. I knew JJ, the king of beepers, very well.
Oh, JJ.
So I went to my best friend's wedding in Minnesota as the best man. Anyway, we all gathered at the bride's mom's house the night before. Sweet lady. Anyway, I was using their bathroom and accidentally knocked her glasses into the toilet.
Oh, no.
Had to fish them out and clean them. Never said a word.
I mean, the glasses aren't really porous.
But still, there's those little nooks and crannies, you know.
How did so-and-so's mom get pink eye?
Well,
funny story.
Worked as a plumber at a local casino.
Oh, man.
Fished a ball gag out of a toilet. There was no females staying in this room, just two businessmen. I should have stayed in school.
Whatever, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Plumbing is a noble profession.
It is.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
That's why it pays so well.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to do it.
And you always have work.
Yeah. Grab a job.
Dave and Mahoney.
What have you ever had to fish out of the toilet? Sometimes you only have a moment to decide whether or not you're going to go for it. Phil said, dropped my phone in once. Good thing I had already flushed. Had to clean it with some real good disinfectant, but it still worked. All right.
Throwing in a bag of rice.
Does that work?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Ron said, $100 bill at a stripper bar. Was all sorts of mess all over that $100 bill. Immediately took it to the bar and asked for all ones.
Hell yeah. That's the way you do it. Another text coming in at 73100. A first edition Charizard and Blastoise Pokemon cards 20 years later still keeps me up at night.
Was at a party. Had exactly enough pot for one joint. Told the hot girl to wait a few minutes. I'll be back with a nice joint. Went to the bathroom or rolled it up. Figured, what the hell? I'm going to kill two birds with one stone, so I drop my pants, plop down, take a poo. Had a handy magazine as a rolling table in my lap. Get all done with the bowel movement and rolling a healthy dube. Shift my feet because my ass is falling asleep, and bam, dube rolls between my legs and lands right in the pooper. Ah, crap. What do I do? So I gingerly pluck it out, strip the now half brown paper off it, and re-roll it.
No.
And then watch the hot girl and her friend smoke it. LOL.
You are a monster. You are a monster.
You don't trust someone who's
tastes like crap.
Hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Again, like with the food, you know, anything that's going in your mouth should not, like, even toothpaste in the, like, if you're going to, like, your bath, like, if your bathroom has, like, a split door, whatever, you know, because most do.
Yeah.
Don't brush your teeth in there.
No.
That's no. Like, I also feel like it just amplifies the...
You ready for probably the worst one? Speaking of, there should be a separation, if you will, between church and state.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sebastian said, my retainer.
It's gone. Got to get a new one. I don't care.
You could soak that thing in bleach for 3 weeks and still...
You still have it in your mind.
Never. It's gone. It is gone.
Do you flush it down? Or do you, like, pick it up and throw it away?
I dropped I was in our work bathroom here a couple weeks ago, and I was, you know, number one, but I had this belt that was kind of like, it was a golf belt, and the buckle on it was a little bit loose.
Yeah.
And I unbuckled it, and it fell off straight into the urinal. I left it there.
Yeah. Farewell, old belt. I worked in rural China where toilets were squat holes with no water or blue juice like the outhouses have. My employee dropped her glasses in since we were in rural China, and she was dependent on her glasses and could not replace them. She had to dig in for them.
Oh, no. Porta potty would be it could be your wedding ring. I'm getting a new one. Getting a new one. I'm not going into the porta potty or the squat hole after anything.
One said, my friend dropped his new phone in a porta potty. ... I seen him using that same phone the next day.
There was an outhouse over at Red Rock, and I I didn't drop anything, but I can just imagine dropping it. Like, what do you do at that point?
Red Rock's fine, but
really deep hole.
No, a concert. Like, if you're at, like, a outdoor festival of sorts, which I don't know why everybody in the world somehow gets bowel issues when it comes to being in an outdoor concert. But it always seems to happen, right? Did you eat before
the
this?
Opener is on? And just it's 6 p.m. What in the hell just happened, man?
Taking Imodium.
Oh, my God.
Is there something just about an outhouse that, like, gives you the freedom that you're like, I could be the grossest person possible in this moment?
It's just like a line of truckers waiting to go as soon as they open the porta potties. Lynn said, very quickly, I was able to retrieve my grandmother's black diamond cross necklace before the airport commode auto-flushed. Yikes.
Oh, that thing is gone.
Sorry, Grandma.
I do want a toilet. I don't know who I need to call, what kind of plumber I need to get a hold of and in touch with. I want a toilet that has that kind of flush power.
Yes.
I am so jealous of casinos and high-end restaurants.
With a violent flush.
Like, it feels like it's
aggressive
awesome.
Flush.
If you feel like a courtesy flush, you feel like the suction.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
I
am done.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Also, forms.
That was kind of hot.
I'm gonna do it again.
Do it again.
Who do we need to call on that one? If you
let's do it again.
Install an industrial grade toilet at my house.
Pay all the monies for that.
73100. Also, please include a quote.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever had to make that very dramatic split-second decision to fish something out of a toilet? I don't know why I would assume that Ian has had to do this a couple of times.
Of course I've had to do this a couple of times.
Good.
Yeah, well, my glasses, multiple times. Luckily, when nothing's been in there.
How has that happened?
Don't worry about it.
You're just down there.
Well, I used to shower with my glasses on, and I would usually use the restroom before I go into the shower. It's just a routine I have.
How do you shower with your glasses on?
Because if he doesn't wear it, you're blind.
I want to see myself,
blind, right?
I like the way I look.
In
the shower.
You have a mirror in your shower?
No, I just want to be, I'm that blind where if I look down.
You just want to look down and check it out?
You can't see what's going on down there without your glasses?
Without my glasses, no, man. And then there was one time, I wanted to ask your opinion on this. I dropped my girlfriend's, my cat kicked my girlfriend's retainer case into the toilet. It had her retainer in it. I fished it out. It did not get any toilet water in it, though.
How do you know?
Because I opened it and made sure.
I
think that's
still
okay.
Are you asking if you should tell her? Because I think you just did.
She doesn't listen to the show. It's okay.
I'm telling her next time I see her.
Don't you dare.
I am.
Don't you dare. Because she wears it, and I think about that all the time. Every time I hear that clink.
Well,
you're
you should.
So bad. But anyways. Yeah, multiple times.
Going back to Facebook here. My daughter. Yes, I have to fish my daughter out of the toilet. When she was little, she used to love to be elbow deep playing in the toilet. I'd freak out every time, bleach the floor, and throw her in the tub.
Has your daughter, Dave, thrown anything in there that you've had to fish out?
No, she threw something in there that I couldn't fish out. It was, like those things that you use to hang up a curtain rod, a little metal thing that, you actually screw into the wall and you set the curtain rod on it.
Yeah.
She, for whatever reason, thought it was hilarious to grab one of those and chuck it in the toilet, and it just disappeared down the drain. I'm like, well, in 5 years from now, that's going to be a big problem, but it hasn't caused a backup just yet, so I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Better than marbles.
I guess. At least marbles you'd think would go down. I think that's going to get caught somewhere along the way. Andy said, not mine, but I did see a car key sitting in the bottom of a Port-a-John. I guess that Ford Fiesta wasn't worth sticking your hand into that polluted bluish slush.
Nope, leave it behind.
Yeah. Matthew Mahoney, of all people, said a beard brush.
A beard brush?
You got to let it go, right?
Yeah,
you can't use it again.
Mm-mm, nah.
Can you imagine?
Your beard is too important.
And Evan said, when I was little, I flushed my brother's memory card down the toilet. My mom made me try and fish it out. Didn't find it. F you, Josh.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.